This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. It turns out suffering young bankers daydream about working in tech. Kevin Roos's new book, Young Money, follows a group of bankers through the brutal early years of 100-hour weeks and abuse from rich bosses. He's with us to talk about technology and young Wall Street. Hi there, Kevin.
Thanks for having me.
So many of the young bankers that you profile, they are constantly fantasizing about quitting their jobs. And a lot of them talked about going to startups, tech firms. Some of them actually do. What's the allure of tech companies to these young bankers?
One is the money. You can make a lot more quickly in Silicon Valley than you can on Wall Street. The second is the sort of sex appeal. It's much cooler to work in Silicon Valley now than it is to work on Wall Street. And the third is that I think they're starting to get restless with the working hours on Wall Street. They're really bad conditions if you're a junior banker. You're working 100 hours a week. And so I think they see Google and Facebook as sort of sanctuaries from that.
Talk about what the recruiting is like as far as a Facebook or an Amazon, what they would want out of a young banker.
Well, I talked to one startup CEO who told me that she likes hiring bankers because they're used to being abused.
Okay.
And they'll work really hard. But I think more than that, there's a sense that these are some of the best and the brightest.
And what's that doing to the culture? We talk a lot about the impact of the tech industry on real estate in San Francisco and public transit. I know that's something you've looked at there. What's that doing as some of these people that have a Wall Street background, Wall Street tastes are starting to be in the Bay Area?
Well, I think it's become a more finance-fied culture in San Francisco.
Sure.
And some of the bankers I spoke to moved in part because they were sick of being the target of the Occupy protests. And then people in San Francisco are protesting the Google buses. You know, they can't get away from it.
Well, at least they're getting lots of good free snacks at their workplace. Now, I want to talk a little bit, too, about how young Wall Street types use technology in their lives. Because typically banks will block the employees from accessing Facebook, social networking on the computer. So the smartphone kind of becomes this cherished lifeline to the outside world. How are they using social networking and technology to just get away from the 100-hour work weeks and all the crazy Excel spreadsheets they're looking at all the time?
Most of the young bankers I followed had two phones. They had a BlackBerry for work and an iPhone or an Android for their personal use. And so they're able to access Facebook and, you know, they're big on Snapchat, actually. They love Snapchat. And actually, recently, they've started getting very into Tinder.
I can totally see that because you could think of Tinder as something that could appeal to someone who thinks about really ruthless efficiencies.
I mean, these are people who have very little free time outside of work. And so if they have, you know, say 2 hours on a Sunday night, you know, there's no time to go on OkCupid and hope for a response back quickly. I mean, they want something now. They want it 2 minutes ago. And that sort of jives with the culture of Wall Street, where everything is about avoiding waiting at all costs.
Okay, Kevin Roos, author of Young Money. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.